Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Good Nanny Radio,
MGN Radio,
the best show on Blog Talk Radio for family information and entertainment. Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, happy Monday. It's Monday, September 17th. I hope everybody had an amazing weekend. Today we're doing another episode in our yummy podcast. So thank you guys for listening. We had such a great response to our last yummy podcast episode. So thank you all for tuning in. We love, love, love when you listen to the podcast. And also when you send us emails about hair. And this is one of the reasons why we're doing the podcast today. For those of you who don't know, my name is Tossie, and I am one of the founders of Hair Yum Vegan Hair Care. Hair Yum is an amazing line of products that will make your hair not only smell yummy, but look yummy too. And check us out at hairyum.com. Well, we have received so many requests. For those of you who don't know, as part of Hair Yum, you can actually go on our website and send us an email regarding your hair. If you have a question, if you have a comment about our products, we love hearing from our customers, or as we lovingly refer to them, Yum Nation. We love, love, love. So you can actually send us under hair care. When you go to our website, you see Diagnose My Hair, and you can actually send us questions, and our team of amazing hair experts will respond, and this has been an amazing feature on our site. One of the questions that we get, or many of the questions that we get, regarding why my hair won't grow, okay? There are so many questions regarding this, and I think the reason why is most of us crave for our hair to be thick, healthy, long, and it's quite depressing when our hair stops growing. Unless your hair is damaged due to health issues or any chemical reactions, it should really grow. Our hair grows a minimum of half an inch per month, okay? So half an inch each month. If it seems to grow at a lesser rate, don't worry. We have compiled a list of 10 reasons why your hair might have stopped growing and some tips to help you out, okay? So at the end of the podcast, we always like to give you some real actionable solutions to your problems. So I want to get in it because it goes really, really fast. So I want to get started because time just races, okay? So the first reason why your hair might have stopped growing, the first reason is physical trauma, okay? Physical trauma. A lot of people sit back and say, okay, what does this mean when I say physical trauma? Well, think of childbirth, right? You're physically, your body is physically changing. Your body is experiencing different things. You know, that could be a reason why your hair stops growing. A lot of people don't like to talk about that, but I know some of you have probably seen or probably heard, hey, I just gave birth to my new baby girl, a boy, and my hair stopped growing. You know, a traumatic physical event like childbirth or an injury can lead to disruptions in your hair's growth cycle and can cause your hair to start falling out. When you have a really stressful event, okay, it can shock the hair cycle, pushing more hair into the shedding phase, okay? Now, the good news is that once your body recovers from whatever the trauma was, so will your hair growth, okay? So in this one, you know, I like to say, you know, not everything requires a pill, you know. This one is just a little bit of patience, right? Be patient because, again, your body is going through so many changes, especially especially if it's an injury and you're recovering, you want to be patient because 9 out of 10 times your hair will start back growing, but it will shed, it will fall out initially, okay? So that's number one. Again, we are on the podcast, 10 reasons. We're going to give you 10 reasons why your hair has stopped growing, okay? And these are really, really these reasons, like I always say, are backed by not only evidence, but by medical conversations and medical opinion and medical advice, okay? So, number two, this one really is important, and a lot of people overlook this one, okay? So, I want to talk about number two, which is unhealthy scalp, and I got to take a drink of water. Okay, wow. Okay, unhealthy scalp. This one is really, really important as well. All, especially heavy oils, you know, that's why I always stress our hair growth oil is really light and it's really good. But when you have these heavy oils, they can cause the scalp pores, you know, to clog, and they can actually stunt growth. Your scalp should be able to breathe. Try and use a hair oil like our hair oil, you know, that can really help penetrate your hair instead of really heavy grease and Vaseline and really heavy, heavy oils on your hair. Even if your hairstyling requires heavy products, make sure you use them sparingly, okay? And you want to also clean your scalp because an unhealthy scalp can cause inflammation and makes it difficult for hair to grow. There's nothing more saddening than seeing somebody with a very, very unhealthy scalp because an unhealthy scalp, like I said, leads to your hair not growing. So you want to make sure your scalp is clean. If you do use oil, use a lightweight oil and don't clog your pores, okay? So an unhealthy scalp, if you see your scalp and it's irritated or it looks just dirty and it has a lot of stuff and product and residue on it, it's not clean, it's not healthy. You want to make sure you clean it, okay? You want to make sure you wash your hair, you condition your hair, make sure your scalp is clean, okay? And that leads me to the next one, which is one of the ones that I talk about a lot, especially when I do hair expos or hair events. I always want to talk to people about number three, which is split ends, okay? We want to make sure that our split ends, if we do have them, we have trimmed them, okay? Split ends are caused mainly due to lack of moisture, dryness, and chemicals. Some women try to maintain the length as much as possible by avoiding haircuts and hair trims. But let me tell you this, and I'll tell you this again. Hair starts splitting from the ends, and it continues all the way up the shaft, creating thinner strands and eventually, ta-da, breakage. Okay, so it's very important to trim your hair. I know my naturalistas, we want to trim our hair ourselves, and that's fine. Just make sure that you trim it and you avoid your split, avoid having split ends. A lot of times hairdressers do get scissor happy, so especially as naturalistas that are really growing our hair out and are really into our hair care, we want to do everything ourselves, and that's fine. But a lot of times I see naturals with hair that needs to be trimmed. You can do it professionally or you can do it yourself, okay? And make sure when you do trim your ends, you keep your hair moisturized, okay? We have an amazing hydrating, moisturizing mist, okay? It's right now on pre-order. If you go on hairium.com, you will see it. At the bottom, it'll say order new hair mist. It's really good. It keeps your hair hydrated. It's light. You spray it because it's very, very important. Because when you have split ends and they're not moisturized, breakage, breakage, breakage. So you don't want that. You really don't. Okay, so today we are chatting about 10 reasons, right? 10 reasons why your hair has stopped growing, and we've done three of them, okay? We talked about physical trauma. We talked about unhealthy scalp. And then I just talked to you about split ends. Okay, number four. This one is huge, and this one is one of the reasons why I wrote the book Going Vegan, okay? And if you go to harium.com, you will see all about that. But lack of nutrition, improper diet. A lot of people want to eat a lot of junk and not drink their water and then complain when their hair doesn't grow, okay? Nutrition, what you put in your body is very, very important, okay? You want to eat healthy fruits and vegetables. They really, really do make an impact. If you've ever just do this simple test for 3 days, eat what I call very clean, no processed foods. That means anything that comes out of a box, stay away from it. And then drink water. Now, when you drink your water, you can add lemon to it. You can add apple cider vinegar to it. You can add fruits, lime, whatever you want. Do that for 3 days. You will see your hair, you will see your face start to glow. It's really amazing if you just watch how your body reacts to really, really good food and proper nutrition. Well, your hair is the same way, okay? Your hair reacts to proper nutrition and diet. So you want to be very, very careful. Everything we eat affects our skin and our hair, okay? Deficiency of vitamins can lead to serious hair problems. You want to make sure that you maintain a healthy diet that is enriched with nutrients and consume an adequate amount of water to keep your body hydrated, okay? If you're eating a lot of chips, you're eating a lot of fast food, you're eating a lot of processed food, okay, yes, I know you're going to say, oh, I know so-and-so, they have long hair, they eat junk. Okay, yeah, there might be that one exception to the rule, but over time, they will not have healthy hair. Remember, just because your hair is long doesn't mean your hair is healthy. You want to have a healthy scalp, healthy hair follicles, healthy hair. And you want to make sure your hair is not shedding and breaking. And one of the reasons that can lead to breakage and shedding is improper diet. So we want to really pay attention to that and make sure that our nutrition that we're eating is really, really good for our body. All right, so we have done four. Now the next one, and as I get older, I always think about this one because I am getting older, and we all are getting older, thanks to God. Age, okay, age. Yes, your hair might stop growing, you know, as we get older, and this is scientific fact, okay, our hair tends to become weak. It starts shedding at a faster pace, which makes it appear thin, okay? Moreover, the production of oil in our scalp also begins to slow down, and due to this, hair may become less hydrated and appear coarser than usual, okay? So you want to make sure you're taking care of your hair, you're watching what you put in your hair, you can pamper yourself with a massage, you can use a deep conditioner or a hair mask to help relax and improve your appearance. You can also drink tons and tons of water. That's why we do the water challenge. I really and truly know that water is the best drink on the planet, okay? It's the best drink. If you are suffering from any illness, drink water, okay? Now, one other thing that I want to say is, you know, as we get older, a lot of times people, you know, get depressed and, well, I'm getting older, my metabolism has slowed down, and that is true. Now, we can combat these things with our hair by really, really, like I said, taking care of our hair, taking care of our body, watching our nutrition, and, you know, just taking care of our body. We have this thing on Sunday where we talk about self-care, self-care Sundays. You can look at the hashtag self-care, and it's all about taking care of yourself as you're getting older. You know, when you're in your 20s, your body is different than when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on. But that does not mean that your body has to deteriorate. You have to take care of your body, mind, and spirit, okay? Remember, our slogan at Harium is healthy care starts from within. Okay, wow, I'm going fast because I don't want time to run out and we miss any of our amazing tips. Now, before I continue, I do have to pay a quick bill, so please hold on. We'll be back in less than 20 seconds. All right, thank you. You're tuning in to Yummy Podcast. Thanks.
Hair Yum is the fastest growing vegan hair care product on the market. Hair Yum can transfer your hair with just one wash. Cleanse with no harsh chemicals, sulfates, or detergents. The Hair Yum collection is available now at hairyum.com. Take the challenge. Go vegan. Get Hair Yum at hairyum.com. That's HAIRYUM.com. Your hair will thank you for it.
We are back on the Yummy Podcast as part of MGN Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. We're going to be doing these Yummy Podcasts where we talk about all things hair. And if you go to our website at Hair Yum, HAIRYUM, and under the press, you're going to see Yummy Podcast, and you click on it, and you can listen to some of our past podcasts where we talk about healthy tips and really some amazing, amazing information for all my Yum Nation. Okay, so where do we leave off? We talked about age. Oh, this is a big one, and a lot of people tell me that their hair is falling out, and when I ask just two questions, it reveals everything, okay? So, okay, and you can guess this one, and you've probably seen posts about it on our Instagram page, but your hair won't grow as fast as it should or at all if you overheat it, right? Heat styling, breakage, split ends, dryness, and other hair damage can often be attributed to excessive heat styling. Okay, the high temperatures that are used to create the most silkening presses and hairstyles and blowouts damage the cuticles of the hair shaft and thus reduce hair growth. Now, there are some things and there are some products your stylist or you can use to help prevent against heat damage, okay? However, if you're flat ironing your hair every day and putting that hot heat on it, you know, and then you say, oh, my hair is falling out, okay? It will fall out. Oh, my hair looks damaged. Oh, my hair looks dry. That does happen. Now, can you use deep conditioners and sprays and heat protectants? Of course, but that's kind of like reactive things that you're doing to your hair. You want to do preventive. How you prevent your hair from stop growing is you don't use a lot of heat in your hair. And there's so many protective styles, and we're going to maybe do a post on our Instagram or we'll do a blog about just simple protective styles. My favorite are twist outs. I love twist outs. I love braid outs. I do it on my girls, you know, because I don't like heat on their hair. Both my girls are naturals with different hair types, beautiful thick hair, healthy hair, and it's because I limit heat. Now, me personally, I do like a blowout every now and then. So what I usually do is when I wash my hair, I twist it and let it air dry, and then I put a little bit of heat. Now, when I do go to the salon, they do the silk press, so I'm very, very aware, tongue twister, about how we love our silk presses. They do have a different look. And sometimes as a natural, you just want to see, oh, wow, how long has my hair grown? So you want to silk press it. Doing that every once in a while won't cause a problem. But like I said, when you're putting heat and you're just blow drying, you're hot curling, you're flat ironing your hair every day, that is what causes the problem. And that is one of the reasons why your hair is not growing. And I know some of you are listening to this and are like, yep, she's right. All right, that is number six. Wow, we have four more to go. So another thing I want to talk about, and this one is kind of like a touchy one because some people might say, wow, you know, I'm doomed, you know, and it's genetics, okay? It's genetics. And what do I mean by genetics, okay? I'll give you an example. There's no magic pills. There's no magic potions to make your hair fall down your back and to the ground. And I'll say that again. Yes, I own Hair Yum. Yes, I think good products contribute. Yes, hair vitamins are essential. They help promote hair growth. But there is no secret pill that you can do to make your hair very, very long. You can do things that are going to help promote the hair growth. Okay, each of us has an individual hair growth cycle that actually decides the potential of our hair to reach its maximum length. Now, that does not mean that our hair will stop growing once it reaches a specific length, but the growth is stunted once it crosses that particular cycle, and that is determined by our genes. A lot of people don't want to talk about that, but some people are predispositioned to have very, very long hair. Now, if your hair is short and you want long hair and nobody in your family has long hair or your genetics may be showing you a different thing, it doesn't mean that with proper care, good products, proper nutrition, you know, your hair will not grow. It can grow. I believe all hair grows, but we just want to be mindful about the part that genetics plays in our hair growth. All right. Ta-da! I got that out. Yay! Round of applause. Because a lot of people don't like to talk about genetics, you know. They go, yeah, thank you. I live for the applause. Okay. Enough of that. Now, so we talked about physical trauma, okay? You've given birth to a child, you've had a major injury. Yes, that will affect your hair growth. We talked about unhealthy scalp, split ends, lack of proper nutrition, improper diet, which includes what you drink and what you eat. Water is the best drink on the planet. We talked about how your age, and then we talked about heat styling and genetics. Now, the next one is one that we also get a lot of questions about, and this is medication. Okay? Medication plays a part in why your hair might have stopped growing or is falling out. If you're under medication, speak with your doctor regarding the intake of vitamins, okay? And this is why I say the hair growth vitamins are so important. A trip to the doctor is always recommended. When people email us and they say, oh, my hair is falling out in chunks, oh, my hair isn't growing, first thing we say is, have you spoken to a doctor, a medical professional, okay? There's so many things, you know, hormonal disorders, health issues that can cause your hair not to grow. We love our hair growth vitamins because they have the biotin, they have the vitamin B12, they have other key minerals and vitamins that really will help and promote your hair growth. So it's important when you are trying to grow your hair to take a hair growth vitamin. Ours are vegan. They won't break you out, okay? And they're soy-free, they're cruelty-free, and they're gluten-free, okay? And for everybody listening to this podcast, if you really want your hair to grow, what we're going to do is we're going to post a picture, okay? So this is where, I love these giveaways in the Yummy Podcast. We are going to post a picture of our Yummy Vitamins. This is what I need you to do. I need you to repost that picture and tag 3 friends, hashtag Yummy Podcast, and the first 5 people to do that on Instagram or on Facebook, if you go to Facebook and you tag 5 friends and you tag us, make sure you tag at Hair Yum when you repost the flyer of our hair vitamins. Tag 3 friends, hashtag Yummy Podcast. We will send the first 5 people a 1 month supply of our Hair Yum vegan vitamin. These are retailed at $29.99. So you want to do this, and this is just our way of saying thank you for listening to the Yummy Podcast. And a way of saying, yes, I know you want to get on the right track. So start with a really good vitamin, and our vitamins are really, really good. Again, just the first five people. We will post it probably after we've had a chance to share this podcast. We will post it. You'll know because we'll say, hey, thanks for listening to our yummy podcast. You know, check out our vegan vitamins, da-da-da, and then make sure you post a picture. Make sure you tag us, hashtag HairYum, hashtag yummy podcast, and tag three friends. Okay, that's just for people who listen to the podcast. Okay, so medication. Okay, medication does affect your hair growth, so you want to talk to your doctor. If you've struggled a lot with thinning edges and growth pattern of your hair, we also are going to come up with a hair type class and a hair growth class, so stay on the lookout for that, okay? So, again, try to reduce chemical and heat usage on your hair. Talk to your doctor about your medications or your pharmacist. Talk to them about your medications and the side effects, okay, that they might have. Another reason why your hair might not be growing, another reason why your hair might not be growing, and this is really, really important, this one is autoimmune disorders. And I know you might say, what is she talking about, autoimmune disorders? Well, I'll tell you, one of the ones that we hear about all the time, and we've counseled so many people about this, and we've helped and referred and given, you know, a lot of our yummy advice regarding this is alopecia, okay? Alopecia, okay? A-L-O-P-E-C-I-A, okay? Now, autoimmune disorders, including alopecia areata, that's what the medical name, can cause your hair to start falling out. These conditions occur when the body gets confused, okay? The immune system sees the hair as foreign and targets it by mistake. Don't ask me the why, but it just sees your hair as a foreign. And so your body is actually, when you have alopecia, your body actually is just targeting the wrong thing, but your body is actually working. Okay, it's just targeting the wrong thing, and so your hair starts falling out because it's attacking it, because it thinks it's foreign, okay? It's treatable with steroid injections and medications, but we always say for alopecia, go to your medical doctor, okay? Go to a medical doctor, okay? If you think you're suffering from an autoimmune disease and your hair is falling out, it is important to get to our doctor immediately. No matter how many hair growth vitamins you take, it will not solve the problem unless you go to a doctor, okay? If you have another autoimmune disorder like lupus, your hair can also fall out, and sometimes it may be permanent. And that's why we're really, really big on talking to a medical professional. There's so many options out there. I mean, yes, we love natural hair, but there are wigs, there are protective stylings, there are all kinds of things that you can do to make sure that you feel good about yourself and you feel good about your hair. But again, with these autoimmune disorders, you want to seek medical attention, seek medical advice, okay? So, yay, we got that out the way. Now, I think we have two more or one more. I've been looking at my notes trying to keep track. We talked about medication. We talked about autoimmune disorders. Now, this is a big one, and a lot of people email us and talk to us about this one, and this one is stress. Stress. Okay, stress is horrible. Stress can make your hair fall out, can make you go crazy, can make your blood pressure go up. Stress is not good. Okay, it's really not good. It's and your body reacts to it by your hair falling out, by, you know, your blood pressure going up and other weight gain, weight loss. It just, stress is not good. So if you know, wow, you know what, my hair just started falling out, I've been in a really, really stressful relationship, you know, a lot of drama, you know, I'm pulling my hair out up and down, you might say, you know what, that is a reason why my hair is falling out. And it really is true. Don't think you're going crazy. Your hair really does fall out or can shed excessively with stress. So we want to be careful. We want to make sure we're taking care of our bodies, getting the proper rest, eating the proper foods. Stress is, you know, emotional stress can trigger hair loss and can often speed up hair loss that's already occurring. It's a brutal cycle because, well, your hair fallout is also adding more stress. So the cycle just goes on, okay? So meditation, exercise, healthy habits, sleep, seeing a doctor, eat that spinach. I love spinach. I eat spinach every day. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it, you know, in your salads. You can saute it, you know, put it in different meals. You know, exercise. Go for a walk, you know. Try and get your exercise because stress, like I said, it's just a vicious cycle. It really is. It really is. And we know times are tough. We know, trust me, I know I'm stressed out a lot, but I have to take a step back, meditate, read a good book, take a bath, relax, and just clear my mind because I know that when my hair starts falling out, when my hair starts just looking, you know, crazy, then I know stress is one of the reasons. So I have to take a step back. So with that, you know, these are 10 reasons why your hair is not growing or your hair is falling out. So with that, what can you do? What can you do to help yourself so that, you know, your hair continues to grow? One of the things that I didn't mention, and this kind of can go into the medications or improper diet, and is hormones. You know, a hormonal imbalance can cause levels of hair growth stress to rise. You know, so also think about your hormonal imbalance, and you know, once your doctor determines the cause, he or she can develop the best plan of action to correct that problem. So hormones also play a part on if your hair is growing or if your hair is shedding excessively. Okay, now, bonus one that a lot of people don't talk about, but I'm going to talk about it here, is birth control. Birth control can also trigger hair loss. Okay, you know why? The pill has two forms of hormones in it, okay? Most of them do. A form of estrogen, which is good for hair, and progestin, okay, which can vary, okay? So you want to make sure that your birth control, first of all, you know what you're taking, you know what's in your pills, but also you want to make sure that your mood swings are not severe and you're really, really taking care of your body, drinking that water, eating that vegetables, taking your hair growth vitamins, so that you hopefully will keep your hair growing and keep your hair looking yummy. All right, da-da-da-da, just like that, we discussed, like I said, we get so many emails about why my hair is falling out, why my hair is not growing. So as you listen to the podcast, think about your own life, you know. Realizing your hair is falling out is terrifying and awful, okay, especially if you're a woman. And even if you're a man, we get a lot of emails from men as well, okay. Your hair symbolizes so much. And healthy hair is so important. The good news is you may be able to reverse or slow down the process, okay, by following our tips that we've always talked about throughout this podcast, and that is, you know, proper eating, drinking lots of water, hair, stop using all this heat and flat irons on your hair. Let your hair air dry. Use a protective style. Braid your hair, you know. Use the proper products, our Hairium line of products, good products that don't have parabens and a lot of this other harsh preservatives and chemicals in them, okay? And also, you should, if you are seeing excessive, and a lot of people say, what when you are seeing excessive, I mean like chunks of your hair falling out, you immediately need to go to a medical professional. Okay, while we love getting emails from you guys, we are not medical. Go to your doctor, go to your medical professional, okay? Because if you find out what the culprit is of what or what is causing your hair to fall out and you can address it and attack it full on, your hair will stop and you will be on the right track to having healthy hair, okay? Healthy hair. So that's all that we have for the Yummy Podcast today. Again, 10 reasons why your hair may be falling out. And we have nine seconds? This is right on time. So we will have another episode. Again, subscribe. We're going to be doing a lot of really good information. We're also going to have some guests and have some other stuff that you would love on our podcast. So shoot us an email. See what topic you like us to cover. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for loving Hair Yum. Connect with us at Hair Yum. And again, for that 1 month supply of our Hair Yum vegan vitamins that are great for the skin, hair, and nails, don't forget, we're going to post a picture on our Instagram, and it's going to feed to our Facebook page. Just repost that picture, Hair Yum hashtag, Yummy Podcast hashtag. The first 5 people, we will DM you, get your mailing address so we can send you 1 month supply of our vegan vitamins. All right, you guys, have a happy Monday, and remember, healthy hair starts from within. Bye.